wherever I go and start living there. In a short time, I go, wow, I got to look at that mailbox every time I walk in here, and I got to look at the same store every time I drive by. I get bored, you know. I want to be something else.
Ricky Lee Jones has never been afraid to follow her muse, and it's taken her down a lot of different roads. You could call her a pop, jazz, country, R&B, or blues singer, and be correct with each. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, this is Rita Houston. Ricky Lee Jones' career has spanned more than three decades. In fact, it was in 1979 that her debut album garnered five Grammy nominations on its way to the top of the charts. But her huge early success didn't stop her from experimenting, and this comes through as much as ever on her latest album, Balm and Gilead. To make that album, Ricky Lee enlisted a talented and diverse roster of musicians, including Ben Harper, Alison Krauss, Vic Chestnut, John Bryan, and jazzman Bill Frisell. Ricky Lee clearly has a great time working with other musicians, and she told FUV's John Platt that she also really values the relationship that she has with her fans.
I haven't had a hit record or a video in many decades, and I still have fierce, you know, I'm still working, and I have, you know, really loving fans. There are nights where it's like a religious experience. You know, we're throwing back waves of love back and forth to each other that I know they feel, you know, and I feel their compassion. They're not only being entertained by me, but they want me to do well. Yeah. You know, they're like, they're almost like, you know, friends. It's really wonderful.
Don't feel bad because the sun went down. The moon is made of gold. See how the shadows enhanced by the light above dance in the night as the breezes sigh. Soon you will be asleep, into your dreams will creep visions of fairies flying through the sky. And one by one your dreams will all come true. Magic you'll behold. So don't feel bad, cause the sun went down. The moon is made of gold.
There's a song on the album that's addressed to your daughter. That I think you've described as being 23 years in the making.
Yeah.
What brought about this song, Wild Girl?
Well, it initially started in the mid-late 80s, I think. And it was, I was just imagining this girl who had terrible things happen to her. But then it became more than that. I thought, we parents, we people our age who have children and our children's lives don't necessarily go the way we planned. Everybody's kid, you know, doesn't make it to Fordham University. Mm-hmm. And they have hard journeys. And every one of us wants to, would wish we could have said some wise thing to them that they took away. They never do. Everybody has to learn it on their own. But this was kind of for us, our idea of giving something to our children, you know, before we go.
Walk right and the real world knows it. You bring it back down into the real world. Walk right and the real world knows it. You bring it back down into the real. Say, take me back, baby. I just want to make a dream come true. I came here to love somebody. I still want to make my dream.
That was Ricky Lee Jones and the song Wild Girl, live in Studio A. The new album is Balm and Gilead. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Check out the complete interview at WFUV.org.